Okay, good evening. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Yud Aleph, and this is the Simin about how to deal with a mace and other issues related to Tiltul Min Atzad on Shabbos. So tonight, we're going to Be'ez Hashem learn Si'if Aleph. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Meis Shemutal B'makom Sheyari Elav M'bnei Adleikav. You have a dead body that's in a place where there's risk of it being damaged by a fire. So im yesh kikarotinok metaltzel. So the first option is, if you have either a loaf of bread or a baby that you could put on the mita together with the mace, then you metaltzelo al yadayim. You put that together with the mace and you just move the whole mita. V'imeinlo kikarotinok, but if you don't have a loaf of bread or a baby handy, so im yesh l'shtei mitos metaltzelo adei sheyavchen mita l'mita, davi tiltul min atzad. If you have two mitos where you could flip him from one bed to the next and back to the other one, back to the other, and move him that way, so that's Tiltul Min Atzad, and that would be the second best option. V'mein lo, lo zeh v'lo zeh, but if you have neither a kikar or a tinok, nor another mita to bounce him around from one to the other, then metaltel tiltul gomer. Then if the other option is that the body's going to burn, then you're allowed to just violate muktzah. You're allowed to just take the mace and move him. V'kol zeh ba'osu rishus. But all that is assuming that the whole issue is a muktzah issue. You're just moving him within that same rishus. But if the issue becomes bigger than a muktzah issue, it becomes a hutzah issue, we'll have to discuss that separately. Mace ha'mutal b'chama, if you have a mace that's not going to be burnt, it's not where there's a chanas deleika, but it's lying out there in the sun where it could decompose and get smelly. You could use kikarotinok, meaning option one. It works even when it's not an issue of a fire, but when it's an issue of the natural effect that the sun will have on the body. But options two and three are not available to you when the mace is only mutal b'chama and is not in a situation where there's a fire danger. Even to move him from one mita to the other, because that's considered a tiltul. So what should you do? So you have to wait till sivav to see what we should do in that situation. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katnal of kikar tinok. So when we say you have to put a kikar or a tinok on the mace, does that literally mean you have to have a loaf of bread or a baby? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. It means something that's not mukta. A loaf of bread is not mukta. A baby is not mukta. And the reason we suggest doing this instead of just moving the body, which in the end of the day we're going to say if you need to do, you're allowed to do anyway, is because if you could do it with more heter, better to do something b'derech heter to the best of our ability to do so. Al yadayhem v'hainu. So what do you do with the kikar tinok? So shemeniach a love awetzlo umetaltelimo. You put the kikar tinok either on the mace or next to the mace, and then you move the whole mita. V'lo minkar kol kach tiltul muktza afshikam ameisu muktza. And then it's not as evident that you're being metaltel muktza, even though the mace is muktza, mibreishem metaltel shneim keechad, because you're moving both the mace and the kikorotinok at the same time. Now this heter of kikorotinok only works for a mace because of bizoyin amace. If you want to move a rock, you know, some other type of muktza, kikorotinok is not an option. And we're going to see that in sifhei. There's a special heter for a mace called kikarotinok. We don't have that heter for other types of muktzah. Minatzad, we then said that if the kikarotinok is not available, you can move the mace from one mita to another, because that's tiltul minatzad. The alfagav the tiltul minatzad gam kein shmei tiltul kimshatul tzaruk tavra muktzah, even though typically tiltul minatzad is a violation of muktzah when it's for the sake of the davra muktzah. See, tiltul minatzad is mutter when it's for the tzaruk davra mutter, when it's for the sake of something that's mutter, but when it's for the sake of the muktzah item, tiltul min atzad is not allowed. But still, when the mesa is otherwise going to burn, so then we have to have extra kulas, because people are not going to stand idly by as their relative's body goes up in flames. And the other option is going to be that people are going to put out the fire. They're going to violate mechaba on a daraisa level. So we need to come up with a terim for muktzah. Now, wait a second. Once you've moved the mace by moving him from one mita to the other mita to the other mita, so can you move that mita now? The mita is now empty of the mace. It doesn't have the mace on it anymore. Is the mita itself mukta? So Talib said, that depends on what the story was. If the guy was still alive during Ben HaShemashos, the guy was alive during Ben HaShemashos, so the mita never became a basis l'davarasa during Ben HaShemashos, and the mita is not going to be mukta as soon as the mukta is moved off of it. So as soon as the mace is off of the mita is fine. Ach, in mace be'erev Shabbos, but if the guy died on Erev Shabbos, so Arosh Osir v'amor matir, then it's going to be machlokas rishonim whether the mita is a basis l'davarasa. V'maya daito mitchila, but if your initial intention was that the mace should stay there the entire Shabbos, and it was already dead before Shabbos, and then you just change your mind to move him, then for sure the mita is a basis l'davar aser. Right? That's the machlokas we had earlier, that if your intention initially was to leave it there for part of Shabbos and not for the whole Shabbos, is that enough to make it a basis l'davar aser? So that's machlokas. But if your intention was to leave the mace there for the entirety of Shabbos, there's no machlokas, then it's for sure a basis l'davar aser. So we said, this is all ba'oso rishos. If you're moving the mace within one rishos, where you don't have a hotzah issue, you only have a issue. The implication is from the mechaber that if you're talking about moving the mace from one rishus to another, then you're going to have then it's going to be asur no matter what. Aval harbe acharim eskimu dafilu rishus acharis shlo evru imza olakarim l'shari lahotzim lebizayon hameis. But there are many acharim that say not true. That if it's just that there's no eruv or you're carrying out to a karmelis, that you're allowed to do for the sake of bizayon hameis. Ulininim tzarich lezakikoratinok. Now, is it better to do that with a kikoratinok or just to move the mace? Ah, that talya b'shtei deos amvor b'sif beis. That there's going to be two opinions. Because if you're talking about muktzah, there's no doubt that it's better to be metaltal with a kikarotinok. But if you're talking about otsa'ah, so what are you going to do? You're going to add a kikarotinok and then carry it outside? That might be worse, because then you're going to violate otsa'ah, not only on the mace, but on the kikarotinok as well. So it might be better to be without a kikarotinok. So that's two deus and sif beis. V'yeshme acharim shekosv v'digam dasa mechaber ukein. Some of the acharim say that even the mechaber holds this way, that even to move to a different rishos is going to be mutter. I, umash shekosv ba'oso rishos, why does he say specifically ba'oso rishos? Ratzalomer, he's just trying to highlight the mashak savnu milsa de psika de tzaruch hachila kikorotinok hu dafka ba'oso rishos, that which the mechaber says that for sure the preferred method is a kikorotinok, that's only when it's ba'oso rishos. But when it's to a different rishos, it's not so clear that the preferred method is a kikorotinok. The preferred method might be without a kikorotinok of a rishos acher, like the whole chatzar's on fire, so you need to bring him to a different chatzar, azav milsa de psika. Then it's not so obvious. Because there are those opinions in Sif Beis that say to the contrary, that it's better to move him without a kikorotinok so that you don't do as much of an isrotzah, as we'll see in Sif Beis. Then we said, that if the mace is in the chama, he's not going to burn, he's just going to decompose. So the case over here is he hasn't yet decomposed, but we're afraid he's going to start to get all smelly. That's why the mechaber is machmir, that you're only allowed to move him within a rishos. That the Rama is going to say that even if he has not yet decomposed, but he's karav lasriach, you're still allowed to move him to a different rishos. Sivkat and vav, shmei tiltul. We said to do tiltul minatzad is called tiltul, and is therefore going to be a problem when the mace is just mutal b'chama. Umitamza also lidchov al yedei kona davar shu muktza. And that's why you're not allowed to take a stick and move a muktza item with a stick. Because tiltul min hatzad is called tiltul. You're not allowed to move muktza. I want this muktza item to go from here to there. I cannot take something, a stick, and just do tiltul min hatzad and move it like that. Or take this tissue box and start moving the muktza item like that if I want the muktza item somewhere else. Because you're not allowed to do tiltul min hatzad. L'tzoruch tovar a muktza. Ach, im dechifaso hu mepnei shetzorich lishtamish pimakom shemunach bo ha-mukta shari. But if the reason I'm using this tissue box to move the mukta item to the other end of the table is because I need the table clear, not because I need the item to be somewhere else, but I need the table clear, then it's going to be mutter. Tavi tiltu menatzad l'tzorich davar mutter. Because that's tiltu menatzad for the sake of a davar mutter, k'tel kamen psif ches. Vayin lel b'sim shen ches mishabur sif katan kuftes vav, where the mishabur wrote over there that you're allowed to, that if you have, let's say, shells on the table, and you want to clear off the table because you want to eat dessert on the table, you want something else. So you're allowed to take a knife and do tiltul menatzad to remove the shells from the table. Why are you allowed to do that? Tiltul menatzad is called tiltul. Yeah, but you're doing it because you want the space. It's the tzorach davar amutter, and that you're allowed to do. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that there are certain leniencies about moving a dead body within one rishus. That first of all, if the body is in danger of being burned, ideally use a kli like a kikor or a tinok, or second best, flip the body from one bed to the next, or third best, just move the body, although you have to be aware that the bed, when you flip the body from one bed to the next, the bed might still be a bussus if the guy was dead during Bein HaShemashos. Then we said, but if the body is in the sun, then you can only use kikor or tinok. Options 2 and 3 do not exist if the body's only in the sun. Then we said that if you need to move the body to a different rishus, the pashtus of the Lashon the Mechaber is that you can't do anything. But there are lots of achronim that say, and some think the Mechaber holds this way as well, that you can move it due to be zayin ameis, but it might be better not to use a kikar or a tinok in such a case. And then finally we said that if you need the space that the mace is taking up, you can push it with a stick, but because tiltul menatzad is mutter when it's a tzorech davar mutter, and it's not only about a mace, that's in general. When you need the space that something that's muktzah is taking up, you're allowed to do tiltul menatzad. If you need the muktzah item to be somewhere else, then you're not allowed to do tiltul menatzad. That's a very important klal that emerges from tonight's learning. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will move on to Se'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.